This goes to Dr. Daniel, Daniel Morgan. M like Mary, O-R, G-A-N like November, fax 989-629-8145. Regarding Donald Forker, F like Frank, O-R-Q-U-E-R. Date of birth 9-14 of 1955. Dear Dr. Morgan, this is a consultation for Mr. Forker, who was referred for evaluation of progressively worsening proteinuria. He has not gone to a medical doctor for many years, and then when he did go, his hemoglobin A1C was very elevated. Within the last 3 months, it was greater than 14, so unmeasurably high. And then when that was rechecked, after he started Lantus insulin and metformin, he was able to decrease that hemoglobin A1C down to the range of 7.7, and that was May 15th of 2024. So he has made some marked improvement. He was going to try Trulicity, but the cost was prohibitive, so he was unable to start that. But so far, his daughter does help administer his insulin once daily, and he's been doing well. He is trying to follow his diabetic diet carefully. He does have a history of left eye central retinal occlusion, and he does see Dr. Agarwal, A-G-G-E-R-W-A-L, in Mount Pleasant on a regular basis for that condition, and as well as for his diabetic eye exams. He denies chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. Urine appears clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no dysuria, no incontinence, and he only urinates once at night, if that. He does have numbness and burning pain in his feet. He's had that for several years, he reports. No headaches, no history of syncopal episodes. Past medical history is significant for hyperlipidemia, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, poorly controlled but just recently diagnosed, left central retinal occlusion, and diabetic neuropathy. Past surgical history, he reports he's had no surgeries or procedures done. Social history, the patient is a non-smoker. He states that he does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married. He's technically retired as a construction worker, but still does some construction work on a part-time basis. Family history is significant for diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, metformin, 500 milligram twice a day. Lipitor, 40 milligram at bedtime. Lantus insulin, 20 units at bedtime. Lisinopril, 2.5 milligram once daily. Physical exam, height is 71 inches, weight 201 pounds, pulse 64, blood pressure left arm sitting, standard size adult cuff 130 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, uvula midline, neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise, and no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, no peripheral edema, decreased sensation in feet bilaterally, 2 to 3 second capillary refill. And labs, most recent lab studies were done April 23rd of 2024. His creatinine was 1.25, estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium 9.5, electrolytes are normal. April 15th, 2024, creatinine had increased to 1.42 with a GFR of 54. But February 28th of 24, also creatinine was 1.53 with a GFR 49. 12-14 of 22, creatinine 1.1, GFR greater than 60. May 21st, 2024, though he has unmeasurably high amount of microalbumin in the urine. And the level in March for the microalbumin to creatinine ratio was in the gross protein urea range of 546. He did have serum electrophoresis that did reveal a prominent beta 2 peak with beta gamma bridging. Otherwise, no abnormal findings besides that. And urinalysis 320 of 24, negative for blood but 2 plus protein. And hemoglobin on February 28th, 2024 is 14.9 with normal white count and normal platelets. We are going to, assessment and plan. A, diabetic nephropathy with transient increases in creatinine. And two, gross proteinuria. We are going to increase his lisinopril to 5 milligrams daily. We've asked him to purchase a blood pressure machine for home and to be checking blood pressure at least once a day. We want him on 5 milligrams daily of lisinopril for at least 2 weeks before we try to make any further changes. We do want to titrate lisinopril up as high as his body will tolerate, as long as his blood pressure does not become too low, in order to treat the proteinuria. And he will follow a low-salt diabetic diet, we will have a follow-up visit with this patient in 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.